In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, the Lord Jesus Christ spoke several parables, seven parables. Now, a parable is an earthly story that illustrates heavenly or spiritual truth. And the Lord often spoke in parables. He spoke of the kingdom of God. All of these parables are concerning the kingdom of God or eternal life, and those that are in the kingdom of God, those who have eternal life. It speaks of the salvation of God, speaks of the Son of God, speaks of the family of God, the kingdom. Seven parables. Seven is always a number that represents perfection, because this is the perfect wisdom and understanding and word of the Lord God. The first parable, perhaps, is the most important. This is where the Lord began. He spoke a parable concerning the Word of God, which is the incorruptible seed, Scripture says, by which we are born of God, born again. And this Word, the Word of God, must be sown in the heart. He begins in verse 3, he says, a sower went forth to sow. A sower. That sower is God Almighty, and the seed is His Word. The sower is the Spirit of God. The sower is the Holy Spirit of God, who takes the things of Christ, who is the seed, the incorruptible seed, and sows Him, puts Him in the heart of a sinner, of a child of God, gives them life like seed in the ground. Christ came into the world. The Word was made flesh, the seed of God. He came into the world to preach the Word, to sow the Word. God Almighty is the husbandman. He's the owner. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and the inhabitants thereof. Jesus Christ was sent by God the Father into His land, into His world. He is the seed, and God must sow. God must put Christ in the heart. The Spirit of God must put Jesus Christ by faith in the heart of a human being, or there won't be life. And He sows this seed where He will. So Christ is the seed. The Word is the seed. Christ is even called the Word. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Well, the ground is man's heart. This is where the seed is sown or not sown. The ground is man's heart. Scripture says, out of the heart are the issues of life. A man must believe, a woman must believe from the heart. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made. Well, there are four types of ground, and He gives these types of ground here in this parable. He says in verse 3, a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places or hard ground where there was not much earth. And forthwith they sprang up, but because they had no deepness of earth, no depth of soil, when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. And other seed, that is, fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. And He says, he who hath ears to hear, let him hear. So there are four types of ground, or four kinds of hearts that hear the Word, or do not hear the Word. And I draw this to your attention. Three out of four are bad, bad ground, bad hearts. So does that make you understand the rarity of a good heart? That many are called, but few chosen. That the only good heart is a broken heart, and that is a heart given by God, made good or broken by God, which Ezekiel 36, verse 26 says, I will give a new heart. So the first heart is a wayside heart. The second is the stony ground heart. The third is the thorny ground heart. And the fourth is a good heart. Now, this is a parable that I can relate to, that you can relate to. We live in Franklin County, Virginia, which is a farming county. And this is a story of a man with a bag of seed, and he has his land, and he broadcasts this seed. Some of that seed falls on the path around the land, which many farmers, they drive their tractor around the ground and not on it to keep from compacting it. And some of this seed fell on that wayside, and then some fell on ground that had not been plowed up. It looked good, but it had not been plowed up. And then some fell among thorns or the thickets, and then some fell on good plowed ground. Well, verse 4 says, he sowed this, some fell by the wayside. By the wayside. In verse 19, the Lord begins to open up this parable to his disciples. And he says in verse 19, anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. Christ is the way, but this wayside were those that are by the way, but not in the way, not in the field, not plowed up by the Lord. They are near it, but that not in it. And the seed fell upon them, but it did not penetrate. Scripture says, have they not all heard? Have not most people heard the word? Yes, the vast majority. The vast majority hears the word of God, but they don't receive it because their hearts have not been prepared. And they go the way of the well-trodden path of the world, the wide way that leads to destruction, the way they think is right, the way of man's wisdom, the way of flesh, the way of pleasure or religion, which is the way of man's will or works. It's a well-trodden path, and it's a wide road, but it leads to destruction. And that seed of God is generally trampled on. And the ground, the heart, is not broken by the word of God, by the Spirit of God to receive it. And it says the fowl of the air come along, like an old crow sitting on a fence watching the farmer sow this seed. And he sees that seed fall by the wayside and quickly swoops down and gathers up that seed and takes it away. Well, that's the foul one of this air, the arch enemy of this, the God of this world and his demons who take away, take away the word of God, who blinds the minds of men and women lest they hear the word of God. He steals it. He twists it. He corrupts it. And they don't receive it. Well, verses 5 and 6, some fell upon stony places, hard ground. They had not much earth. They looked pretty good, like some who sit and listen. They look pretty good, seems good, but it says they had no depth, no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. That's a person who sits and hears the word and might make a profession, might be baptized, might make some kind of public profession, seems to be zealous, comes and sits for a while, but there's no depth. There's no root. There's no real, true, heartfelt need for Christ, love for Christ, love for the truth, love for his worship, love for his kingdom. No real depth of earth, and no true heart of faith and love for the truth. I worry about those who sit and sit and sit and sit and don't hear a thing. And many have sat for years under the preaching of the truth and have not made a profession of faith. I have deep concerns that they may never hear the word. But then there are those who sit, who have heard the word and made a profession, and they sit for a while, and after a while it seems like their hearts have grown cold and stony, and they lose interest. I'm perhaps more worried about that person. How long can a person sit and not make a profession? Well, a long time. A long time. How long can a stony heart receive the word and then finally fall away? Like a long time. A long time. But this is a person who has just a shallow or head knowledge and no heart love for the truth. Like Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. Her heart was in Sodom. When the sun came up, tribulation, persecution because of the truth? Christ is the Son. Christ is the light. The Word is the light that reveals the heart, exposes the heart. And tribulation, that's pressure from the world. Persecution, ridicule, rejection. Here it is. Someone gets religion, and for a time they're devoted. They seem to be interested, but then their old friends and the world and the things of the world and the advantages of the world that are still there in the heart begins to compete with the Word of God and the worship of God. And the great revealer of the heart is the truth. Christ is the great revealer. And then when this persecution, the world and the people of the world begin to pull at this person, and they won't take sides with God against the people and the family that they have in this world, and finally they fall away. Now, that's a stony ground. Well, the next kind of ground says some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. In verse 22, our Lord said, "He that received the seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he become unfruitful." The care of this world, the deceitfulness of riches. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. And if Christ is not in the heart, but rather the world is, it chokes out the word, and you will leave. Oh my. And then there's good ground. It says others fell on good ground. The seed, the word, the gospel, the truth falls on good ground. The only good ground or good heart is a broken heart. Scripture says in Psalm 34, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, broken by the Spirit of God, broken over their sin, that mourn over sin. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are they that mourn, they shall be comforted by the gospel. The Lord saveth such as be of a contrite heart." Scripture says in Isaiah 66, "To this man will I look, to this person, he that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word." Yes, the word is received with a trembling, broken, contrite heart, received deep down into the heart. And it says it brings forth fruit, some 100, some 60, some 30, but it's faith is what it is. It's fruit. It is love, true love, love for the truth, love for God, love for His Word, love for His people, love for His kingdom. It is joy in the Lord, rejoicing in Christ Jesus, peace through Christ, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. The world being brought out of that person's heart, and given a true heartfelt love for Christ, for His truth, for His kingdom, for His gospel, for His people. That's a good heart. What about you? "Hear ye," Christ said, "hear. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith." Oh, may the Lord break up your heart and cause the seed of His word to be planted and bring forth life. Amen.